This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. When Washington Wizards journeyman center Jason Collins announced in a Sports Illustrated article this week that he is gay, it was a big deal. Becoming the first male active player in a major American team sport rated a call from the president and a statement from Barack Obama at a news conference.
We treat everybody fairly. And everybody's part of a family. And we judge people on the basis of their character and their performance and not their sexual orientation. So I'm very proud of him.
Within hours of Collins coming out, it was not just the top story on sports news sites and blogs, but on every news site. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project joins us to talk about this coverage and answer this question, really. Was the Collins announcement that big of a deal? I mean, Kelly, just between you and me, I've never heard of this guy.
Okay, true confession, I'd never heard of him either, but I don't follow NBA basketball. So I doubt you do either, right?
Not very much, no.
So I suspect that people who follow the NBA have heard of him because he's played on so many different teams. And this is big. We have been waiting for this moment in the United States for a good 3 or 4 years. People in sports media have been talking about this moment, that knowing that it would come and that it would be a basketball, a football, or a baseball player likely, and wondering who it was going to be. Because when you look at the statistics, you know that there are professional athletes who are gay.
You're kind of intimating there that the Collins story may be big, but there may be a bigger story to follow. At least that's what I'm feeling. And that's when a franchise kind of player, a big name, somebody I know, even if I don't follow the sport, comes out.
Well, right. That will be a big deal. And Jason Collins has probably paved the way for that person.
Kelly, as we said, the news media obviously had been waiting for this kind of story to break. But I guess it still kind of amazes me that all of the news media almost moved as one when Jason Collins came out. Is that healthy journalism?
I'm not sure if it's healthy journalism, but it's definitely where we are in media today. So, first of all, there are a gazillion sports journalism websites and media outlets, and they obviously were all going to react to this news because it was really big news. But then you have all the non-sports journalism sites also reacting. I mean, I think every nightly news program did a story on it. Every newspaper had it, many of them on the front page the next day. There's two reasons for that phenomenon. One is a good, healthy journalistic reason, and that is that this is the marketplace of ideas, and journalism should be responding and reacting to the biggest stories that are being talked about in the marketplace of ideas. But the other reason is that these days in journalism with the internet, we can see which stories are trending and which stories are getting a lot of clicks. And there is very much a desire, even a push, to be part of that because those stories get more eyeballs. And when you have more eyeballs, you can sell more advertising.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. I just realized, by having this discussion, we joined the pack on this story.
Busted.